The light of Reiki surrounds you, fills your breath, it fills your hands, it fills your heart. It's revealed to you in everything. It's life force. It's in the air, it's in the earth, it's in the fire, it's in the water. It's in the people, it's in the animals. So breathe in now and allow yourself to recognize that your life force energy is right here along with all the life force energy that exists here on this planet. Perhaps even along with all of the physical creation of the universe we live in. That everything is made in a rhythm and in a cycle, in the geometry, in the creation, the universal consciousness, divine consciousness. So breathe in. The archangels are standing at the corners of the land and on every side, shining their light into the light, into your light. It's revealed to you as you realize they simply exist in the non-physical plane. Light beings. The angels have their own form and they recognize us. They recognize you as a light being in your form, in human form, being human. The brothers and the sisters of the light are here. And you breathe in all this light and this light of consciousness out beyond form. You see, the brothers and the sisters of the light are in light being form. And you are in human being form. And all the forms are here. And they're revealed to you now. Place your hands comfortably on your body. And breathe. Place your hands on your body and recognize you have hands on your body. At the same time, you are a brilliant light being, merged with your body, creating your body. Your body is your light being here on the earth. And so you breathe it all in and you breathe in the light from these beautiful teachers of Holy Fire Reiki, these spiritual masters that are here. And their light is shining into your light, revealing the same light in you, just in a different form. With all different levels of consciousness. Jesus said he lived in God consciousness when he was here on the earth, and that was the only difference. He just could remember who he was and live in that awareness. It's Christ consciousness, God consciousness. 42nd heaven consciousness. And all the different beings that walked on the earth, those sacred ones, the spiritual masters, the teachers. You see, they remembered their consciousness, divine and universal, one consciousness. They worked together. Science and metaphysics, physics and metaphysics work together. All of creation is made of the energy. And your energy is right here, inside you. A spark of light becoming you, becoming your spirit. And now the light of the earth is rising through you. And you remember the presence of your body. You remember how your body and your spirit are merged to give you this life, this time, this consciousness, and this moment, this life experience. Each of us, our own life experience, each of you with your unique life experience. Living on the earth, part of the natural world. The human beings are meant to be here, creating on the planet. We are the people bringing these ways to the earth. The descendants will call us the ancestors, who carried these ways to the earth and passed them on. Your spirit intended to be human, to have color and emotions and your mind and your creativity, your innovations, your manifestations, your goals, your activities. Creator beings. And the light from the heart of God is shining into your heart, revealing the light of God in you. God says, when you look into the version of God that is commonly believed in, that he says his light is just like your light. Then he laughs and says, but he really remembers who he is. Out beyond form, out beyond gender, pure consciousness, pure love, pure light, pure truth and beauty. And so you breathe in all the light, and it awakens the light within you as it travels in on your breath and flows up the front of you, over the top of your head and down your back through the earth and back up the front of you again, filling you with the brilliant colors of your chakras, awakening your whole body, all your perceptions heightening, and your senses awakening. Breathe again and breathe in the light. As you exhale, you let go of the ways and the worries of the world. As you let go of the ways and the worries of the world, they travel out on your breath and into all this surrounding light, into all this love and consciousness, where what you let go of is taken into the light of love, where it's also healed, it's listened to and heard. And the burdens of it are lifted from you. The cords and connectors that are attached to it are lifted from you. Any kind of spirit attachments are released. Any kind of curses or oaths or vows or promises. You let them go as you recognize that they go into the light to be unburdened. You to be unburdened. They don't belong to you. And you let them go. Easily and gently on your breath, the light surrounds them, takes them from you. Many of them are traveling into the light to their loved ones. So breathe in now and breathe in the light flowing into the places where the attachments were, healing them, empowering them, revealing the light within you. The intrusions, the attachments, the layers that hide your brilliance from your own view are enveloped in this brilliant light and carried into the light where they too are healed. And so you let them go. For any reason, they're there. Named and unnamed. And as those release, parts of you are revealed that have been hidden from you. And the light and the grace of gratitude flows into you and awakens within you and is revealed to you. And those parts that have been hidden are ready to be revealed. They're ready to step out and be recognized and acknowledged. And love of life. Love of life, love of being human, love of this world, loving each other, loving the animals, loving love, and recognizing it's everywhere. And it's what you're made of. A brilliant being of the light, being human, with human layers that cover your light from your own view. And yet, at the same time, your light is always there, always whole, and always accessible. And so you come here for this very reason. For all the rest of every reason that you are here following this path today with us, other days, in all the other ways you walk your path. You are here to remember you. To remember you are right here. Your wholeness, your divine nature, your human nature are one nature. Your perceptions are awakened to be able to perceive it. The colors of your body are awakened, red and orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo and violet. You breathe in and you breathe in the breath of the earth. It flows into your body and you bring your awareness into your body, into right now, in this moment, in this time. This time now is for you and about you. All the other ways and worries of the world can be thought about later. And so you bring your focus to you that this time is for you and about you. So breathe in and say thank you to you. Acknowledge you, how you walk your path, for all the doings of the doingness, and all the beings of the beingness. Say thank you to you. We say thank you to each other. The circle is always divinely ordered, and we are all meant to be here together, and we are so very blessed. Those who are here in circle with us in this moment, and those who are listening later, thank you. Thank you. We say thank you to the enlightened ones, the blessed ones who join us and guide us, teach us, heal us, empower us. All the things they do, known and unknown, thank you. We welcome you and we invite you even when we forget to ask. And again, we say thank you to those teachers, those ancient ones, the ones we call the ancestors, for bringing these ways to the earth. You see, in their lifetimes, they thought of themselves the way we think of ourselves, simply the people living in this moment in time on the earth, through the eons of the sunrises and sunsets. And so we say thank you to the descendants who will carry these ways forward, who will someday call us the ancestors, indigenous people of the 21st century, the way things were done then. And we bring our awareness right now here into this moment as we bring these ways here now, today, and into your life, that you bring these ways into your life. So you can be conscious about your intentions, conscious about your choices, conscious about your actions every day. So say thank you to you. We welcome this power of gratitude. Thank you. Aho matakriyasa, namaste. Amen.